KI4DTY. KKX, KI4DTY. Bye, I'm clear.
4CPA mobile.
CPA, KO4NUE. Hey, Dave, how are you, sir?
Mighty fine. I just finished a tennis clinic, and I'm headed for the barn.
I hear you. Well, I'm up deer camp. This came up yesterday, and I'm going to stay one more night and head back tomorrow afternoon. And I just had supper with Daniel, KI4DTY. Got to meet him. And we grilled some hamburgers and sat down and socialized for a little while and had a really good time. And I hope you had fun playing tennis today.
Did I got a good workout and that's what I came for.
Dave, I gotta ask you a question. So I'm a engine builder. I'm a retired military, and I got a machine shop there in Campobello. I build engines for people. I'm assuming that's a Mustang you drive, right? Because I can hear it over the radio sometimes when you dig off in it. 5-0.
2012, 5.0, it's rated at about 420 horsepower.
Okay, all right, I thought it sounded like 5.0. But, yeah, so how long have you been playing tennis? I gotta know.
Let's see, probably about 50 years or so.
Where do you play?
The last couple of years, I've been a member at the sports club on Congaree Road.
Well, they got the reason I ask is they're on the campus at USCS. They have open tennis courts up there, and when we would do our training up there, a couple of soldiers would go up there and play on the tennis courts. And we'd all stand around the fence and watch them. I don't think any of them were any good, but we'd get out there and try to get some exercise and give it a shot. You know, we had some old tennis rackets inside the armory there that was, oh, man, they were just in really bad shape. But we'd get out there and give a whack at it and see how we could go, but not professional at all, but just We tried, and it will wear you out. I know that.
We have all kinds of drills. There's a couple of pros there, and there's actually three pros there that teach, and we get the top one for this particular clinic, and she's very good. And she'll give you some pointers every now and then, if you need it, so she's very helpful. And I'm 66 years old, but I play like I'm a kid sometimes, or At least I go for the ball. I may not get it, but I'll at least go for it.
Good, you're getting out and trying to stay active. I mean, that's I'm not sure what word I'm looking for. That is a very demanding sport, and I can totally see what you mean when you get a workout, because we stayed in shape when I was in the service, and man, it just seems like you start shuttling left and right on that court trying to keep up with the ball. It just, you can really feel the burn after a few minutes, you know.
It's difficult, and there's a lot of times, I don't even come close to getting the ball, but they're just hit at such a, steep angle, and just hitting them so fast that, you know, I can't respond quick enough to make contact with it. And so it's, and like I've told some people before, you know, we don't play any of that sissy tennis. This is, you know, we go for blood. So we don't dance around out there, that's for sure. Hit a floater, and it was just coming over the net, right at my overhead level, and it was just floating, and it must have had a lot of spin on it, and it wasn't hit very hard, and I killed that thing, and I hit it deliberately at such an angle and they were on the baseline, there was no way they could have gotten to it, and of course, they were just standing there when it hit in on their side. And but anyway, I just hollered, you know, get you some of that, like that. So everybody just laughed. They knew. I mean, they know that we're just messing with each other.
I remember when we played, what little bit we played, which is very, very little. I'm not even sure we didn't know the rules of the game. We just got out there and see how many times we could get it go back and forth across the net without something going wrong. But, boy, you want to talk about talking trash. I mean, we didn't understand the rules or how it was scored or anything, but, we just light each other up, and that was, to me, that was more fun than the game itself, was just, you know, talking smack.
AB4 CBA. This is one guy. We play a good bit of doubles, but I play singles too. But when I'm playing doubles with him, he starts talking trash on the before us are in a group on text messaging, and he'll just start talking trash to the other three, and he might start 2 days before, you know. So he'll talk trash on the court too. So he wears a Scooby-Doo hat, so that should tell you something about him.
When people start talking smack 2 days before the game, that means they might be lacking in a few areas, you know what I mean?
You know what the Bible says about that? Pride cometh before a fall, so there you go.
Exactly. So in other words, if he's kind of talk smack 2 days before the game, that probably means that he doesn't have too good of a game, and he's trying to get in your head a little bit.
That's pretty good. Got a fire truck going by here. He's pretty good. He's a lefty, and he's got a good. So he's the only one in his right mind. And he's got a good spin shot that he does, and it just kind of floats over the net and then drops, and then it's got such a backspin on it that if you're not right on top of it, you know, you're not going to get it. So he kills me with that shot sometimes. I said, "Dad, gum, you can't." I said, I hate that shot.
It's kind of like he's putting English on the ball? Is that what you're saying? In other words, you hit the ball with the racket and put spin on it, and it manipulates where the ball falls because of the spin. Is that right?
It's a good bit of practice because, you know, it depends on how fast the ball is coming to him. You know, if somebody's hitting the ball and it's not very fast, then he's going to have to hit it pretty hard, but he still wants to chop it with the racket and put backspin on it. So he's going to have to really, you know, hit it pretty hard. But then if somebody hits one that's really hard, then he can just kind of barely put a little swing into his racket and still chop it, and it'll just drop over the net. And the next thing you know, you're standing there looking at it, and it's bouncing on the ground, you know, and there you are standing on the baseline, you know, wondering what happened.
I guess that's the name of the game, I guess, is being able to control the ball at a distance. And I didn't realize tennis was that way. I've never really paid attention. I knew baseball was that way, and pool, you play pool with English, but I guess it's that way with any ball, really, if you think about it. And I don't guess a tennis ball is any different.
Really, I mean, you know, it responds differently on different courts. Like we play a lot on clay, so it's a slower game. And when the ball hits clay, it slows it down and gives you more time to to return it sometimes. But it also can work against you. And if it hits one of the lines, it could just skip. I've seen it hit the line and not even bounce. It just starts rolling. And there's no returning that kind of shot. I mean, there's no way. Because, I mean, you know, once it hits the ground, that's it. And it starts rolling, you know, it's the other guy's point. So, you know, I've seen all kinds of crazy things. I've seen the ball bounce over the net, right out of the net, and it had so much backspin on it, it bounced back over the net. Now, in that case, if they don't touch it, that's your point. If you hit a ball, I did that one time. I hit one, and it had such backspin on it, barely made it over the net, and it bounced so high that it came back over the net, and neither one of them touched it. And they wanted to say it was their point. I said, no, no, no. I said, you have to touch the ball. I said, all you'd have to do is just reach up and touch it. I said, since you didn't touch it, I said, that's my point.
I don't see how you do it. That wears me out just thinking about it. Do you ever play any doubles?
A lot of doubles at the sports club. I really like playing singles. I played singles yesterday, and I miss playing singles, so I try to schedule a couple of singles games, at least one or two a week. And and you get to hit the ball more, and it's a different game when you've got the whole court to your side, on your side, you know, and you're not sharing it with somebody, and having to, you know, like sometimes you'll switch positions, you have to call out, you know, switch or whatever, however you want to say it, and because of the way the ball's hit, the other person can't get to it. So, you know, you cover their side and they cover your side. So you switch. And one plays up, one plays back, usually. There's all kinds of strategies. I mean, I could just go on and on about that. But anyway, well, my pony is in the barn, so I'm going to give it some hay and head on inside the house, and I I guess I better jump in the shower.
Enjoyed the talk, and appreciate you letting me ride along with you today. You have a nice rest of the night. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Good one, KO4NUE, KB4CPA, clear.